Welcome back, Tribe. Have one here from FBE Capital about boundaries, double standards.
Other people don't need to understand or agree with your boundary in order to respect it.
We live in a world where women like to talk about boundaries and respect nonstop.
Setting boundaries.
But how do you set the boundary?
There is a beautiful thing called boundaries.
That needs to be respected.
However, when men define their boundaries,
I don't want a girl that shows too much skin.
They are met with nothing but anger and ridicule.
If the guy doesn't want his girl to dress a certain way, he must be very insecure and probably have trust issues.
Your man is getting on to you about what you can and can't wear.
They got small dick energy.
This gives small dick energy.
Small dick energy.
Mm-hmm. I think a man should be proud of anything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's my woman and she's doing whatever the f*** she needs to do. Mm-hmm. She looks good. And people are loving her, especially women.
If guys want to purchase a site to see me post pictures, I feel confident. Why is that a bad thing?
Like my actual boyfriend, he was absolutely fine with it. He couldn't be more supportive, yeah.
How she's basically advertising for the entire public to see. I don't like that.
Why does that bother you? Why does that bother you? If it bothers you, then that's something deep.
How is it that we've moved into this fourth wave female empowerment and it got reduced down to prostitution? Of all the protesting, of all the shouting, of all the screaming, of all the give me my rights, give me the ability to make my own decisions, let me deal with the consequences of my actions. All of that has led back to selling my body, becoming a commodity, being objectified by men. By society at large. I am not the sum of my intellect and, you know, consciousness and all that. I'm just the sum of body parts. What am I most valued for in society? Boobs, ass. That's what it's come down to. Isn't it wild that their contemporaries before them fought so viciously for this ability to be seen as equal to men? And they've taken their newfound, quote, freedom and power to devalue themselves in the cheapest way imaginable. Imagine. You fought for all these rights and freedoms, and your descendants decide that, yeah, I'm going to start an offense. All this freedom, I could open bank accounts, I could open businesses, I could be seen as an equal and compete with men. Nah, I'm going to do offense. Unbelievable.
Deep that you need to go searching within yourself.
Your insecurity.
Insecure.
He's so deeply insecure, and it's all about control.
He would always say, I have the hottest woman in the world. Why would I not want to share?
Now, if you go online and you look at a girl's account, and first of all, she's got the cleavage everywhere. But if you just scroll down a little bit, you can see exactly what her nipples look like. I don't want a woman like that.
Explain to me how it's not because you're insecure.
Men are jealous of women.
That is just a manipulative tactic to take away from the spotlight that is her poor behavior.
Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. It's every boss girl's favorite word, together with the phrases, I know my worth, and I'm not settling.
I know what I want, and I'm not settling.
Because when you know your worth, it's an honor to be with me.
I don't want to settle. I'm not going to settle.
Man, this is mind-blowing. Okay, living in Eastern Europe for a while now, living in Dubai as well, splitting time. I'm going back to Eastern Europe soon. I'm just blown away at what is considered valuable and what isn't. Of course, in the capital, it's gotten just as bad where there's lip fillers, BBLs aren't as popular, but boob jobs are everywhere, teeth done, you know, and other cosmetic procedures. But in the countryside, man, a woman that can milk a cow, a woman that can cook a meal from scratch, a woman that can go pick some veggies out of the yard, can go plant some fruits and vegetables, can actually do things around the house, is seen as valuable. That's what actual value is. That's what a man wants for a long-term committed relationship, to be married to a woman that gives in the household, because he'll go out there and break his back for the rest. He'll make sure the money is okay for the rest of the family, as long as she can take his dollar and spread it out in the household for maximum gain. For example, you may only make, say, $1,000 a month. Whatever, just we're making up numbers. You make $1,000 a month, but you give it to your woman who then goes and turns that shit into the equivalent of $10,000 because she does all the laundry. She can cook meals from scratch. She planted a bunch of crops with like cheap seeds, and now you're reaping the benefits of a small garden in your yard. You know, there's a million things a woman can do that can save a man a ton of time and money in the household. And this has been the setup for millennia, man. My parents have that traditional setup. My mother was stay at home and my father worked all the time, but she made his dollar count and stretched that dollar out to the maximum. We always ate good food. It was always home cooked. The kids in my neighborhood in America were absolutely shocked when they came over and they saw what I was eating, because they had two parent households that were going to work, dual income, just to maintain their lifestyles. And they were still getting neglected by the people that was paid for to go watch them when we were smaller. And on top of that, they would come home and after school eat box dinners, go microwave up some pizza, some Hot Pockets, some toaster strudel, some nasty shit, or cereal with milk. That was literally their diets growing up. And I had what amounted to like a king's feast every single day, because my mom cooked from scratch every single day, baked bread every single day from scratch, as she learned back in the countryside in Romania. My grandmother, the same thing, even to another level more extreme than that. This is what value is in a woman. This is what is valuable. No, they don't understand that looking pretty isn't value. There are millions of pretty women. Being a pretty woman in a man's eyes is a pretty common thing. There's nothing amazing about it. We can step outside of this hotel that I am at right now, and probably just at the lobby, you will see a pretty woman. So what differentiates you from that? Funny, you're not funny, most likely. Pretty, we already established that that's not anything to be proud of. What do you do? Can you cook? Can you clean? Do you even know any recipes? Do you speak multiple languages? Are you really smart at something? Can you teach me something? Are you like a financial wizard? Do you know how to invest money? What is it that you do besides your look? And then they get upset that they get treated as such. If you're going to reduce yourself down to how I look, and then you get treated by how you look until you no longer look good, aka the wall, don't be surprised that you get kicked to the curb. It's not hard to understand. If you advertise to the world your sexual attraction, once that dries up, the rest of the world will throw you away. It's not a secret. You have to bring more to the table. You have to be valued above looks. Unfortunately, women have regressed down to only valuing themselves on their looks, when the women before them fought so hard to be seen as equals intellectually. They've lost, man. This game is over.
Not settling for people who do not deserve us.
Being mentally aware and emotionally intelligent enough.
Yeah, good luck with that. Anyways, society has now crafted this disgusting recurring narrative that if a man does anything to make a woman feel insecure, then he is toxic and abusive, and that she should definitely leave him immediately.
If you immediately feel like your feelings are invalid, or you know that this person is going to make you feel invalid by
I'm just looking at her like, when's the last time she cut a chicken's head off, plucked a whole chicken of its feathers, and cooked up an amazing stew with it? Because I just watched my grandma do that, and that was insanely useful. And it was amazing to see. And I want to learn how to do it. And I'm looking at a moron here whose only talent is doing her mascara once in a while and spending money. What? Why? Are you surprised men are grabbing their passports and going overseas?
Telling them how you feel? Hello? You're being gaslit.
He doesn't care to take your feelings into consideration, and he doesn't care enough that it makes you uncomfortable to stop.
My feelings are not up for debate.
However, when a man indicates that a woman does something that he doesn't like, then he's simply insecure and he should just deal with his own insecurities.
You guys are really insecure about everything.
You get into a relationship with an insecure man, they have such fragile egos.
If you're so insecure about all of this, you shouldn't be dating anyways. Work on yourself.
Do you see how this works? It's the exact same word. However, when it comes to women, it is used to justify their actions and feelings.
Like your feelings matter.
You have to understand, it's all projection. They're projecting insecurity onto you. They're saying you're the actual insecure one for having boundaries, because those are boundaries that they want to have or know that men have with them, and yet they can't live up to. Why do you think they put on so much makeup today? Why do you think they body modify in the fashion that they do today? I mean, it wasn't enough to get your boobs done. Now you have lip fillers, like cheek implants, chin implants, facelifts, Botox, BBLs, tummy tucks, and whatever else. And these are young women that are doing it. This isn't some mommy makeover. She's 40 with five kids and just wants to renew herself. These are 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. It's mind-blowing to see that they look like they came out fucking conveyor belt out here in Dubai. They all look the same. Duck lips, lasered up eyebrows, hair is all the same. Their cheekbones look all the same. That's how they're walking around Dubai. Dude, they all look the same. The only thing that's different is like hair color. It's insanity, bro. We're churning out one look and then go, I'm so unique. I'm so different. I'm not like any other woman. And if you don't appreciate my booty, you need to keep it moving. What beauty? Your doctor sucks. Anyways, go find a new one. You spent all this money. The kid's still coming out ugly. Genetics, sweetie. This is why men prefer natural. Imagine waking up having a kid with a chick that looks bomb because all the hundreds of thousands of dollars she spent on it, and then your kid looks like a fucking ogre, dude. No, thank you.
So that you feel prioritized and cared for and important.
But for men, it is simply used to call them a loser.
Insecure men, heal yourself.
That comes down to an insecurity in their ego.
So it's very clear that this game is rigged and you should definitely stop playing by the rules. Because even though most modern women love to complain about the importance of boundaries, they sure as sh- don't respect them themselves.
I thought about not telling you guys this story because it's an embarrassing story for me and for my husband, but I'm gonna tell it.
So if I were to ask him, hey, I thought I asked you to pick up the kitchen last night. Oh, well, you only told me to clean the bottles, and I did clean the bottles. You didn't tell me to put the food away, and you didn't tell me to clean up the rest of it.
Welcome back to Late. My boyfriend does a series.
Yeah, all wonderful partners that every man is dying to be with. Please drop a like on the video if you think that social media is rotting away the brains of modern women, and comment 100%. Down below what you think. Especially the ones who are blasting their husbands online instead of just talking to them like an adult. I mean, I can understand a 14-year-old being an idiot online, but come on, a 30 or 40-year-old woman should really know better than to do this.
I probably should not have told the story about my husband going to the bar.
Now, before we get into the absurdity of running to TikTok to complain about your spouse and shame them online for the entire world to see, let's first define the word boundary, shall we? And ironically, Whitney Cummings actually hits the nail on the head with this one.
Boundaries aren't for them, they're for you. Mm-hmm. And if someone violates your boundary, you don't set another boundary, you remove yourself from the situation.
Exactly. And so you see, as a man, you must always set your boundaries on your own life and relationships way before you enter into relationships, regardless of the BS narrative that society is pushing on you. Since society wants nothing more than to turn men into obedient lapdogs to be exploited for monetary gains and be completely humiliated.
And then I cheated on him with like four guys. I was always open and honest about it.
I was heartbroken, to say the least.
And we made him sit and watch. I thought I'm having my fun first.
I did feel a bit left out, yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be enjoying himself. So clearly, boundaries are essential for man's sanity and self-respect, which brings us to the first classic case of boundaries, and that is the posting or liking of promiscuous photos on social media.
If your boyfriend is liking other girls' pictures, specifically a bikini picture or thirst trap picture, then you need to run.
I would absolutely throw a fit, and I would tell them that is not acceptable in my book.
Yeah. How girls find it disrespectful when their boyfriends are liking other girls' pictures.
This is not about being insecure.
I mean, listen, if you're dealing with one of these women, simply tell her, well, I don't like you following any other guys on Instagram. I'll stop liking girl pictures if you shut your social media off. And she's going to balk at that idea and go, that's fine. I'll delete my social media as well. Not a problem. She balks at that idea. Okay, well, let me see your DMs. If you message any guy, I'm out of here. And look at the DMs. Is she even, if you see one message with her even engaging in, well, you know, thank you, haha, or smiley face, she's leaving the door open. Next, you can catch her right then and there. If your woman is obsessed with social media, she's already posting those naked pictures, like, or semi-naked, whatever. If she's fiending for attention. Why? You have a man right next to you. Is your man not enough? Do you need attention from strangers? The reason they're so insecure about you liking other pictures is because they know how it makes them feel and what that potentially means in the DMs. When they do it, when it's done to them. When there are men liking her picture, those guys are also in the DMs shooting their shot. They know this. So they expect, they think, they're projecting. If it's happening to me, he's doing it. So that means he's in her DMs. He's trying to get her attention because she's looking through those profiles that like her picture. And guess what? She's going to scroll through them and go, oh yeah, that guy's cute. Oh wow, he's cute. And you know how girls flirt on Instagram? They like a few of your pictures back. Or they'll watch your story like one time. That's how they flirt. And if you catch a stranger watching your story as a man, that's a chick. That's an easy in. Or all of a sudden you get three likes on some photos. That's how women shoot their shot. So she knows the game far better than you ever could. That's why they get so insecure at you liking other girls' pictures. To them, in their mind, that's cheating because they understand the real value of it. So you need to make them understand that you having any male contact on social media is cheating. Go on, post a new picture. If I see any guy liking your picture, we're done. Tell her that straight up. Okay. Because you want to be unreasonable? We'll be unreasonable together.
This is not about being insecure.
Now, it is obviously hilarious that so many women have an issue with men liking sexy photos of other women, but it's those same women who see no problem whatsoever in posting those photos.
If guys want to purchase a site to see me post pictures I feel confident in, why is that a bad thing?
I genuinely think when you're in a relationship with a guy, they should only like your pictures. It just is a reminder that my boyfriend took the time to look at this girl's picture, and he in his head was like, that's a nice picture.
So that guys can understand how embarrassing it actually is.
This girl is literally standing here half naked explaining to men how incredibly disrespectful it is to like a photo of a half-naked woman. This is absolute irony at its finest. Wow. And it proves that for women, boundaries are a one-way street. Because millions of women complaining about this very fact clearly proves that women do understand the problem of posting slutty photos. However, what they don't like is to give up that sweet dopamine rush that they get from posting those photos, and all the male validation that comes with that.
What is the currency for women on social media?
Attention.
And you are looking, when you post those posts, what are you looking for? You're looking for the likes, the comments.
From who?
Other men. Satisfaction from getting them from women is not the same as getting them from men. You're gonna get those DMs, and you're gonna put yourself in that position to disrespect your man.
So all of this proves that as a man, you should never tell a woman not to post slutty photos online because you simply shouldn't even be with her since she's already broken.
Facts. You need to understand that. That's a hard one to accept because some of you try to play Captain Save-A-Ho here and see a chick and you think with your bottom brain instead of your top brain because she's so hot, maybe you could change her. Stop, bro. Stop. If she has naked pictures on Instagram, that's a next. If she can't stop posting for more than a day, that's a next. There's chicks that have stories nonstop every single day about what they're doing. You're an addict. You have a problem. You're not okay with yourself. You have low self-esteem and a sense of self-worth that's in the gutter. You're going to come along and try to save this person? Those are some of the most major red flags you could possibly ask for. And social media is making it easy for you to see. They tell on themselves by their lifestyles. Just look at their highlights and their posts and their stories, and you'll get a good idea of what kind of person this is. Is she at home reading a book? Is she at home cooking? Is she posting her family, brothers, sisters, parents, out with friends, not doing degenerate shit? Or is she out drinking all the time, partying, strobing lights everywhere, loud music and smoke? Is there constant bikini pictures, constant selfies in mirrors from random hotel rooms? It's all there, man, for you to see. The only reason you keep giving these women attention is because you're assuming they're an easy lay. Most of the time they are, assuming you're the right guy, right time, right place, as I've always told you. But you're going to think that this easy lay is worth the trouble. And they're not. They're horrible in bed most of the time. And you're going to want to kick them out immediately after. Why not save your time, do things you actually love, build habits that make you happy, things that'll make you interesting, and only allow women to come into your life that add to it, not take away from your happiness, that add to your happiness, that are the cherry on top to the empire that you're building. This is how you need to look at women, and you need to see them in this light, because otherwise you're always in the giving end of, I need to take her out to that place she probably likes. I need to spend time with her doing what she wants to make her happy. If you're in that position, you're losing, man. And you can never get on the winning side. You have to start this proposition from her wanting to be with you, from her adding value to your life, from her appreciating the time you spend with her, and her coming along for the ride on your mission. That's how it has to be in order to be successful.
Thirst trap season is coming. It's arrived. It's arrived.
I think the reason I grabbed my whole face by the horns and like needed it so bad was because I had put all my eggs in a basket of a relationship and I did it way too fast and I got really over and it ended up biting me in the butt and I was absolutely heartbroken, destroyed.
You know what this means? This means you can post the sluttiest, most cringiest snap to get his attention.
A woman who posts her ass, tits, and vag online has no self-respect
And if she doesn't even respect herself, then why the hell would she ever respect you or the relationship?
Do not sign your youth away to some man who's not going to matter in 4 years.
See what I mean? Now, women will try to frame it as if men are trying to control them, but that is not at all what's happening. Men are simply saying, hey, if this is what you want to engage in, then you are not for me. That's all. Which women will then label as pick-me girls or trad wives, as if that's somehow a bad thing to do.
So I wouldn't exactly consider myself a modern woman because living a modern lifestyle never empowered me. But the more I got back to tradition, the more I rejected the lifestyle of the modern woman, I found more fulfillment.
Oh, so refreshing. And yes, guys, these girls do exist. They're just very, very hard to find. Now, this all stems from the fact that
I like that so-called traditional woman was putting detergent in the washing machine and doing a load of laundry. I like how it was taking two utensils out of the dishwasher and putting them in the cupboard. That's the idea of traditionalism. Come at me when you go in the backyard, take a chicken, snap its neck, defeather it, cut it up in little bits, use every single piece of the chicken and make some stew and all kinds of dishes with it. Then you can call yourself traditional. Pressing a few buttons on your automated machines and sorting shit in their proper spaces is not being a traditional woman. You're doing the bare minimum to not be a pig and a slob at home.
Modern women have been brainwashed by society into thinking that women have to do absolutely nothing to be attractive to men and then still deserve the best possible men out there. Which is why when they hear a guy say, I only date virtuous and kind women who take care of themselves, these women will lose their shit.
You're pathetic. And if you're straight, good luck having a successful relationship.
An insecure man would never be able to handle a strong, confident woman.
It's the weak men. It's the weak men that can't handle a strong woman.
First thought that comes to mind is that is a very weak man.
Where's my pig
Very
sauce?
Weak man.
I mean, just take a second about how broken society is when women are getting absolutely furious when other women say they want to be virtuous or they want to be feminine and stay-at-home moms.
Like, it drives me crazy. I hate it.
And I think it's a really dangerous thing when you unironically and uncritically idolize a time like the 1950s.
I think one of the things that drives me the most insane about these trad wives or these like conservative women who are like cosplaying the trad life,
or even just women who are like staying home and cooking and cleaning is so much better than being a corporate baddie.
Being like, I would love this. I would love to just like cook and clean all day for my man.
That is now somehow the essence of evilness. That's crazy. But it's all because of one simple reason, which is fear. The fear of rejection. Because what guy is going to choose an abrasive, trashy woman that sleeps around over a nice, wholesome girl?
Yeah, my tits are up. It's fine. They're part of my body. And if you don't like them, don't look.
No one. Which is why modern women want to shame men into letting go of their boundaries so that they don't get constantly rejected.
When the devil can't reach you, he sends you a man. A medium, ugly white man. That is going to break your heart and give you 5 years of trauma.
This is the guy who was supposed to f*** me last night on my birthday. The fact that you ghosted me on my birthday, I don't understand it. And what makes it even more annoying is I wasn't even that interested.
Yeah, I'm gonna call bullshit on that. Isn't it funny that every time they get rejected, it's somehow some basic white guy who was bad in bed, balding, and just plain boring, not good enough, but somehow they still manage to chase this dude for 3 months into some f***ed up situationship.
You are wasting your time on some mediocre white man.
Look, oh my lord, dude. What did you do to your face? Why do you have two-tone hair color? Take the beanie off. Get some sleep. The eye bags are out of control. Pull the nose ring out. What did you do to your eyebrows? Somebody, where is your father? This is a woman that's never had any masculine presence in the house to make her feel secure in her femininity so she can bask in the natural tendencies of womanly behavior. Look at this person, dude. I feel bad for them, to be completely honest. I do. These are broken people that have come from broken homes, spewing toxicity and broken mentalities, because that's how they cope. They're familiar with being broken. They're familiar with being neglected, ignored, and social media has provided them an outlet to feel some form of warmth. Unfortunately, social media is also how you get indoctrinated and shove down a rabbit hole of people that push you in a very negative direction that ends with your self-destruction. Like you see those older women that constantly divorce their husbands over the smallest thing. Like, he left the toilet seat up. He's an asshole. He doesn't listen to me. That's abuse. I deserve better. TikTok told me so. I left my man. And then in 5 months, they cry. I can't believe I left my man. I have to restart over. It's not everything I cracked up to be. I want him back. And he already has a woman half her age. Like, come on, man. Delusional. They call it Delulu is the word they're using. Delulu. These people, dude. Unbelievable. Rip Western society.
Who is giving you less than the bare minimum?
Anyways, next to this fear of rejection, another reason why modern women will shame men for having boundaries and standards is the fact that when women say the word boundary, what they hear is, please respect my feelings. But when they hear a man say the word boundary, all they hear is, things I'm not allowed to do. Which is why modern women absolutely hate men with standards, since it limits their ability to be slutty, fat, and obnoxious.
So if you're one of these fat baddies like me who put up with terrible shit like this from men, please stop! There is no D that is good enough.
It's all about the person's personality. Everything is not all about looks.
He's been trying to convince himself to find me attractive because I had such a good personality.
It basically forces women to work on themselves and maintain.
Fat baddie. Fat baddie. Just when I think, like, it can't, they can't just make up more shit. It just happens. Fat baddies. What are we doing? What's in the food? What is in the water? What is going on in the universities? Dude. I'm going to disappear in the desert again for a week. I can't. I just can't. Fat baddies. Oh my God, dude. Your time is limited. You're going to have diabetes by the time you're 30 and probably be dead at 35. Fat baddies. Okay. You're sickly. You're pre-diabetic at the very least. And you're only worried about how attractive other people find you. You're fat. You're dying. Slowly, your heart is being crushed by all the excess weight. Your organs are suffocating in your body. You're not a fat baddie. You're a fat, dying slowly person. Please stop being a burden on our medical system.
Maintain their femininity, which actually requires some effort. And so it's much easier to just call men insecure and misogynist for setting the most basic standards possible. Men are not asking women to make 100k a year or magically grow to be 6'4". All that men ask is for women to be kind, feminine, and virtuous, something that literally every single woman on the planet can achieve, but somehow that is still too much. Now on top of this, there's a very interesting phenomenon going on in the modern age of dating and relationships, which is the normalization of absolute depravity.
It was both of our ideas for me to seek other partners. We came to that conclusion together.
Talking about Elisa seeing or dating other men is one thing. Actually, like, physically seeing her with someone else is going to be a bit of a challenge and a bit different. A whole new bag of emotions, a little more jealousy, more uncertainty. Kind of had to keep reminding myself, like, this is what we wanted.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad. Now, what all of these relationships have in common are two simple things. One, no respect whatsoever for the husband or boyfriend. And two, having complete confidence that that idiot will not leave her. Because I guarantee you, only women who are confident enough that their loser husband or boyfriend will not leave them will have the balls to even suggest an extra man in a relationship.
Oh, destiny.
And this brings us to the crux of this story, since society is simply out there to break men down and to force them to be happy with a masculine, obnoxious
Look
wife
at that dude,
who's
bro.
Allowed to sleep around.
Are you kidding me? My man's just gave up on his masculinity, gave up on his respect for this. Bro, oh my God. Listen, if you look like this dude.
Whenever she feels like.
If you look like this dude, but you snagged a dime, I would say, damn bro, can't agree with what you're doing, but you punch so far above your weight that if this is the only way you can hold on to her, fuck it. At least you got a 10. Just get a paternity test. Make sure that's your kid. Because this dude passing his genes to an absolute baddie is in nature's eyes a complete dub, even though he has to deal with hell. My man's is dealing with cave trolls and still gave up on his self-respect. There was no self-respect. Where is his father?
Like it. This was Why Women Shame Men for Having Boundaries. My. Please drop a like on the video.
That's FB Capital. Just straight heat all the time. There's his channel. I'll show him some love. What are the comments saying? Thank you for reminding me why I'm done with women. Every time I watch one of your videos, I realize how great my life is. No drama, no betrayal, no stress, and nobody feeding on my resources like a leech. Just go overseas, bro. Just go overseas. There is a massive difference. There are much more grounded individuals overseas with humility and raised in larger families that understand the need and the value of both sexes. Crazy. This is nuts. The reason she wants to hang it out all for the world to see at the club or online is because you're not her first choice. You're just there for now. And she's actively scouting for your replacement. And this is the only thing she actually has to offer your replacement. Certainly not any values, morals, character, etc. And that's a fact, man. This is the whole reason they advertise, is because they're not dead set on their current relationship. Because she didn't start that relationship. Actually, you did. You probably asked her to be exclusive, asked her to be your girlfriend. The only way this works is if she sees you as the prize. She has to ask you and lobby you for exclusivity. You have to get that conversation out of her by just sleeping with her, dating her casually, and she has to say, well, you know, it's been a couple of months, I got feelings, what are we? I want to be exclusive, I really like you, and then that's it. That's when you can start the relationship with the girl. You never, ever, ever ask her to be in a relationship. She has to earn it, just like you have to earn sex. You have to be charismatic. You have to have money. You have to be handsome. Your body has to be on point with a six pack. You have to know how to talk to her, make her laugh. You have to do all these things to earn sex from her. You understand? She has to do all those things to earn commitment from you on her end of the deal. You asking her to be in a relationship is like her asking you for sex. Imagine going out on a date, and I know most guys will go like, oh yeah, but just imagine, you would actually be creeped out if you go on a date and a chick from the get goes like, listen, you're attractive, let's have sex. Just nonchalantly like that. It sounds good in theory, but as a man, you'd be turned off immediately. It's like, ugh, what do you mean? You just want to have sex like that? I don't have to work for it? You're just giving it out? What? And if she presses you for it, yeah, so after this dinner, we're going to have sex. Yeah, what do you think? I came out here for free? It actually would turn you off as a man, believe it or not, when it happens. That's how women feel when you ask them to be in a relationship, because a lot of them are uncertain. They have to cross that line to certainty, and then they are the ones that initiate the exclusivity. Guys will learn the hard way, though, man. Anywho, appreciate you guys tuning in. Let me know some of your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to submit any episodes to the email. Everything's linked in the description. Shout outs to everybody that's been buying shirts. Thank you so much. It helps a ton. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Take care, everybody.